You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. And happy holidays. I can't believe we are already talking about Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, New Year's Eve. It is just baffling to me because I still feel like it's August. I don't know why. I have been trapped in an August mentality for months, and I feel like now's the time I should probably snap back into reality because it's freezing. It just snowed here in New Jersey, and it's not August. So that's just my existential crisis. I don't know what you guys are going through, but I hope you are on the right time zone and in the right season. But I want to catch you guys up on something that I did this year for the first time ever, and that was watch the full season of The Voice on NBC. I have definitely seen a ton of episodes and snippets on YouTube of that show, but never have I ever watch that show from the first episode to the last in its entirety, all the way to the finale. And I have to tell you guys, I was so impressed and surprised by the talent this season. I'm obsessed. I love the show now. I feel like I'm going to keep watching it. I don't know if it was just this panel of judges that I loved, or if it was the show, or just because the talent was so good, but I loved watching it every single week. And if you didn't see it this season, you should definitely watch some snippets on YouTube and just get filled in because it was amazing. I loved it. But anyway, today we are so lucky to be chatting with one of the contestants on The Voice that made it super far in the competition. She was one of my favorites, and I was so upset when she got voted off, but it's okay because this is just the beginning for her and her journey. But before we get into who the guest is and that chat, I want to thank today's sponsor, DistroKid. Now, for all of my musicians, producers, artists, anyone who works on music listening, this message is for you. DistroKid is a music distribution service that will get your music on platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, you name it, anywhere that you listen to music or your friends listen to music, they're going to get your music on there. And the best part about DistroKid is they do not take a cut of your earnings that come from streaming. That's right, so whatever you earn from streaming goes directly to you, and all you have to do is pay an annual membership fee, which, don't worry, is super affordable. And lucky for you, I have a discount code that will get you 7% off your first year's membership. All you have to do is type in distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra, and that link is also in the description of this episode, as well as on my link tree all over social media, so you don't have to worry about quickly writing it down. Just go click on something of mine and you'll be sure to find it and get that 7% off. DistroKid also has a ton of other tools that will help you reach a larger audience, like their Hyperfollow tool, and they even help you time your releases of EPs and singles and so much more. You're just going to have to go check it out for yourself. But let's get back to today's segment, which features the one and only Rowan Grace from this season of The Voice. We're chatting with Rowan today about her experience on The Voice, her experience with the judges, what she has coming up, because she has a ton of things planned for all of her fans, and so much more. You're just going to have to tune in to hear the whole thing. So let's just get into it. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Rowan Grace from this season of The Voice. She absolutely killed it. You guys, if you watch the show, you know her. Rowan, how are you?
Oh, thank you so much. I'm doing good. I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh my God. So tell me, let's just dive right in. How was your experience on this show? I know it's a talent show, so people are like, oh my God, it's either going to be a great experience or absolutely awful, and you just have to fake it until you're able to get out. But from what I've been hearing, people have been loving their experience on this show. So tell me just about it.
Yeah. So my experience was so amazing. I mean, I didn't expect any of this going into it at all. I don't think you really think deeply when you sign up for the show. You just kind of think about what you see on TV, but don't realize that most of your show experience is everything that nobody sees on TV, you know what I mean? And so it was so amazing this season. The friends that I made this season, like, literally the whole cast is friends. Like, we're all best friends with each other. They're such great people. Getting to meet them was amazing. And it was the best experience.
Like you said, everyone just seemed to be so close on this season. I was actually going to ask you, was that for real? Or was that like, you know, you guys were just close because you were spending so much time together? But it seems like even after the show, you guys have maintained those same friendships, right?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely real. And I see very soon in the future, all of us, you know, meeting up again and seeing each other in the future.
That is awesome. And I know you are so young. So what has it been like to, you know, be balancing school and being on this competition show that millions of people are watching every single week? Has it been crazy for you? Have you been able to balance everything? Like, what was that experience like?
It was definitely hard getting into balancing school specifically with the show, just because it's hard to have focus on both things, especially when one of them is school and you maybe don't love doing school all the time. And so that was kind of difficult. But my teachers were really great during this, which has been so helpful. You know, they were sending me stuff and they were like, don't worry about the deadlines. Like, you'll get it done eventually. We're not worried about you. And that made me feel a lot better. And it made me feel a lot more comfortable and a little bit less stressed, because obviously, specifically the live shows were very stressful, and, you know, school on top of that wasn't the best. And so my teachers were great about that and made it a lot easier for me.
That's great. And are you being like homeschooled right now, or are you actually going to school since, you know, leaving the show?
I went back to school last week, and then this week is my last week before Christmas break. So it was kind of nice. It wasn't like too much. But yeah, I went back to school last week. I was so nervous to go back to school because, like, I just didn't know how people were going to react, you know, like, while all of this is happening, I'm not in Rapid City, so I don't even know. I know that there's a lot of support coming in, and I kind of can see that on social media, but, like, in terms of people around town, like, I don't know who knows who's supporting me and that kind of stuff. And so when I went back to school, I was a little bit nervous, but it was, I mean, my teachers were like, we're so proud of you, and the students would come up to me and ask me stuff, especially the freshmen. They always get really excited to see me, which is funny.
Yeah, that is so cool. I was like, I wonder what it's going to be like for this girl to return back to school. I would be freaking out too, like, hi guys. So that's crazy. And I know you kind of jumped around a little bit with the judges. So tell me about your experience with Blake, Gwen, all of them. Because I know even when you're not a part of someone's team, you still like talk to the judges, they give you advice, obviously feedback every week. How was it to work with them? Because this panel of judges, I think, was amazing. It was part of the reason why I was telling you before I tuned in and watched the whole season this year. I just thought it was a great group of judges, and yeah, I think they did an amazing job.
The dynamic between all of them too was really great, and made, I think it was really entertaining for people to watch on TV. Working with Gwen, I mean, just right off the bat, getting a chair turn from Camila, Gwen, and John was like so insane to me, like so amazing. And hearing them describe my voice and kind of tell me what they hear in my voice and the potential that they see in me was just, it was just an amazing feeling to know that and like be validated by that. Because, you know, sometimes you have these biased people surrounding you telling you're doing a great job. Like, of course my dad's going to tell me I'm awesome. Of course my mom's going to tell me I'm awesome. But to hear it from those people, it's so amazing. It's so reassuring. And then, of course, I went with Gwen, and she was such a great coach. She was so sweet. She was so dedicated too, which was really important to me, and really wanted to see me grow on the stage. And I feel like while being coached by her, I grew a lot. And then, of course, Blake, when he stole me, I was so shocked and so grateful. And then after that first week of lives, when he saved me as his coach save, I was like super shocked, because usually people that are, you know, I was new to his team, and so I wasn't expecting to be saved like that. And so that was just amazing too. And getting to know Blake and work with Blake has been such an honor. He's such a great guy. People always ask me, like, is he like the same as he is on TV as he is in real life? And he totally is. Like, he's so funny. He's super encouraging and he's made me feel very comfortable. And yeah, it was just great. It was so amazing to work with specifically Gwen and Blake. They were amazing.
That's really great to hear. I know people have said that in the past, but you never know. Like sometimes people are just like, I'm not going to say anything bad. He's fantastic. But to me, I feel like he does seem like it's just totally genuine. He's kind of like a goofy guy, like totally dad. Great to hear that you had an amazing experience with both coaches. And I know you auditioned with Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo. Now, I'm going to be honest with you here, and I shouldn't even be saying this. I was like, this is better than the original.
Oh, like, thank you.
So good. I just prefer your tone over hers personally. Yeah. I think she's still, she's amazing. But obviously, when you got the chair turns, I was like, okay, yeah, obviously. But then when they sent you home, like when you were going to get kicked off Gwen's team, I was like, no, I couldn't believe it. But in the back of my head, I was like, Blake's going to save this girl. Like he has to. And then when he did, I wasn't even surprised at all, but I could see how shocked you were. And I was like, this is amazing. And obviously he has a lot of experience as a coach. He won this season. So let's kind of talk about the finale that just happened. Bryce Leatherwood coming in and stealing the title. That was awesome. Team Blake. So I'm sure you're very happy about that. Personally, I thought it was going to be Bodie. I think a lot of people thought it was going to be Bodie. But everyone was so amazing in the top five. What was your reaction to last night's finale and just how everything played out?
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest with you. People kept coming up to me, you know, during the day and asking me, like, who do you think is going to win? And I was like, you guys, I literally have zero clue. Because, one, they all deserve to win. I truly think, like, everybody in the top 16 deserved to win. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they all deserve to win. And then I just didn't know. I was like, you know, it's like America voting, so you just never really know what people like and that kind of stuff. And so I really had no idea, so figured I would be shocked either way. I was shocked and surprised, but in the best way. You know, I didn't know who it was going to be, but I'm so proud of Bryce. I'm so proud of all of them. You know, I was really grateful to get to know Bryce, Brayden, and Bodie more because, you know, coming into the lives, I was the newest member of Team Blake, and they kind of just like welcomed me in and made me feel so loved and just made me feel like really a part of Blake's team. Cause I kind of was like, well, I don't know, you know, like I'm not like an OG on Blake's team. And so I don't know, but they were so, so, so kind. And the fact that all four of us made it pretty far and then the three of them made it all the way to the finale was so, so, so cool to me.
Exactly. That's what I thought too. Like you said, the top 16, I was like, any of these people could win. I'm waiting for everyone to release an album. Like, what's going on? Yeah, you guys were all just so amazing. It was so unpredictable each week. I thought I had it figured out in my head because I was like, I'm just going to use logistics here. I know Bryce was in the bottom three or four, like, once. And Morgan and Bodie have never been in the bottom group. So I'm like, it's got to be one of them. But you know what? I was wrong. So
yeah, you just never know.
You don't. And so it was really cool to see the reaction. And everyone was just so happy for each other. You could see like fifth place or first place. Everyone just seemed equally as happy. So and it really doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. Like it's just a stepping stone in all of your guys' careers. So
exactly. Exactly. It's awesome. Yeah. I feel like it's just kind of all a win for all of us who got to experience this and be on this show. And, you know, I'm so proud of Bryce. I think it's so amazing. I didn't really know Bryce that well, during the beginning specifically. I mean, I didn't really know him at all really during blinds, and then sort of during battles and knockouts, I kind of got to know him. I would talk to him in groups of people and stuff like that. But specifically when the live shows came back and we were all together, that's when I got to talk more to Bryce and learn more about who he is. And he's so deserving of this. You know, he's such an amazing guy. I remember on the first week of it was a Tuesday, the first elimination day that all of us were going through. And Team Blake was out there first, where they would say the top two and then they would do the coach save. And we were starting off the show. So we were out there when the show was about to start. And before it started, I started to get really nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done this before. This is scary. Like I could be eliminated. I could have to sing. Oh my gosh. And it was just like a lot of stress and emotions that I was feeling at the time. And Bryce was standing behind me because we were next to each other in line. And I looked back at Bryce and I grabbed his hand and then I just faced forward again. So I was like holding his hand behind my back and he was just talking in my ear and he was like, "This is all going to be good. I'm so proud of you. We're going to be good. We're going to go out there and no matter what happens, we're going to kill it." And he just kept saying like, "I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of us." You know, just like speaking words of wisdom to me and trying to calm me down. And I will never forget that because it helped me so much try to, you know, to stay calm and to just live in that moment and not be so stressed or nervous. I'll never forget that. And yeah, I just love Bryce. He's just so deserving of this.
Yeah, he seems like a really great guy. And I'm not even surprised to hear that. He's so talented. And I just thought he was also such a genuine dude on the show. I was like, okay, he seems so cool. And I knew he was going to be set either way. I'm like, whether he wins or comes in like 20th place,
exactly, like,
people
yes.
are going to love this dude. So
yes.
that's awesome to hear. And now I know, obviously, you're still in high school, but music, I'm sure, is still a huge priority for you. The show has ended. People are still following you like mm-hmm. crazy. You have like a little fan base now.
Yeah.
People are like all over your social media. So tell me a little bit about that. How has it been to leave the show and kind of having all these people DM you and comment on your stuff and just be so supportive?
Yeah, it's still shocking to me every day when I get a new message. And then especially when I was eliminated, the messages that people sent to me were so kind and genuine. And I felt like I was talking to my best friends. I felt like they were my best friends, you know, just being there for me and supporting me. And it means so much to have those people, you know, involved in my life. For one, it's just so validating because when it's something you love, you know, I love music so much. It's been my passion ever since I was little. And it continues to be my passion. And so to know that other people believe in me and believe in me going for my dreams and that kind of stuff, it's so encouraging. It makes me want to keep going even more, even with any setbacks I may have, you know. It makes me very happy. And I'm so grateful to have all of them, really. I still can't even believe like that I have like, I guess, fans. Like, it's so crazy to me still. But I'm so, so happy that I do and that I'm able to share my music with them. And I'm especially excited for the future. I'm writing music all the time. And so being able to release music soon is going to be a big thing. And I'm really excited to do that.
Yes, that brings me into my next question, which is obviously you have this group of people that are like so excited for, you know, the future and what it holds for you. I know you just said you're writing music. Do you plan on releasing and recording music in the near future? Or is that like, you know, you're going to focus on school and then see down the line? Like, what's in store for you right now?
I'm definitely going to go straight for it right now. I have some songs in the bank or whatever that I've already recorded and that I want to release. And then I have new songs that I want to record and that I'm planning on recording sometime in January. So I just want to get my music out there as soon as possible. I want people to hear it. I want to be able to perform it for people. And yeah, as soon as possible, basically. And then also, of course, I'm going to be doing a lot of performances, specifically around where I'm from, Rapid City, South Dakota. But also, I want to branch out to maybe more around South Dakota and even in other states. I think that's a big goal of mine, especially maybe this summer doing some of that. But yeah, I kind of just want to hit the ground running, use everything I've gotten from this show, all my, you know, all the fans that I've gained and the attention that I've gained from it, and just kind of use that to boost whatever I do next.
You answered that perfectly because so many people wait. And I'm like, please tell me this girl's not going to say she's going to wait, because that is the biggest mistake anyone can make.
Yeah.
Is like, I'm just going to wait and like see what happens, because then mm-hmm. it sucks. But like the next season comes around and people are like, oh yeah, I remember them. But like, oh, like yeah. look at this person. And then,
yeah.
you know, a lot of people that are so talented, they kind of like get lost like in right. translation. It's like crazy, but it's like people mm-hmm. will forget. It sucks.
Right.
So,
because you want to use like, you know, a lot of these people that are becoming your fans have only become your fans because they were fans of the show first. And the thing is, that this season's now over and there's going to be a next one in like 6 months. And then there's going to be another one 6 months later. And so it's like, I feel like I need to take the fans that I have now who are fans of the show and kind of make them like latch onto me as an artist specifically, rather than just Rowan from The Voice, just become a fan of more of just Rowan Grace, period. I think that's really important for me to get music out, especially before the next season of The Voice starts, you know, so I can keep people's attention, hopefully.
Exactly. Yeah, that's such a great idea. It is insane. There's just so much music out right now, and there's so many artists, and then there's TikTok, and the industry is very oversaturated. For sure. Yeah, you just answered that perfectly. So that is amazing to hear. And now I know people that watched you, they loved hearing you cover different songs. You know, which artists do you look up to? And what are the type of artists that you listen to in bands that inspire you right now, or just people that, you know, you just love listening to?
Yeah. So I take pride in listening to a lot of older music. If you can tell by a lot of the songs that I've sang on the show, I love older music. I've always been drawn to it. I was raised on it by my grandma and my dad. And so I've always been inspired by the Beatles. I wouldn't say like their sound, like I would be their sound, obviously, but I'm really inspired by them as a band, and specifically Paul and George as like writers. The Beatles songwriting, and then even Paul McCartney and George Harrison's like personal work that they've done, their own songs individually, really inspire me writing wise. And then, you know, I am inspired with Olivia Rodrigo's career, because, you know, she's kind of like pop, but she will do covers of like kind of pop rock songs. And she has kind of songs that are a little bit edgier, which are songs that I love to do. I was in like a cover band last year, and I would sing like rock and roll songs, and like I love those types of songs too. So any way to like incorporate that. I would say I'm like the pop lane, but also kind of edged out. I don't know what you would call that, really, even. Like, I guess maybe like alternative pop or something like that. I don't know. But I'm kind of like, I can't pick a specific genre, because I feel like I like too many genres, and I don't want to put myself in a box to one genre. So I kind of want to keep my eyes open for everything, you know?
I literally just clapped. I'm on mute, but I clapped because on this show all the time, all I talk about is the box. I'm like, don't put yourself in the box. The genre box is real. It's imaginary. You can't see it, but it's real. And people will put themselves in it, or put other people in it, being like, oh, she's pop, so she can't do this. But it's like, there really isn't a genre anymore. Like, everyone's doing everything. So it's so difficult to put someone in a box.
Yeah, genres these days, even especially now, are just so, I feel like, kind of irrelevant, you know? People, it's becoming more regular for people to not be specified or stuck to one genre, which I love so much, because growing up, I never picked one. I listened to pretty much everything. So I'm glad that like, I'm not gonna be forced into a box in this industry, which is nice, because it's kind of opening up like that now.
Yeah, exactly. It's moving away so much. I've been waiting for that for years. And now we're finally, I feel like, coming to that.
Yes.
Part of time. So it's just amazing to hear. And I guess as a final question for everyone looking forward to what these songs might sound like, or what they may be about, what can you tease at all? Is there anything you could tell people who are just dying to hear what you've been writing and recording and thinking about?
Yeah, I mean, I write about my life's experiences and then exaggerate them a lot. I kind of just write from the heart. I think for me, it's really important to write songs that tell a story. I've always said that on the show too, that when I pick songs, it's songs that I feel like I can relate to, and that I can put a story to, and that I can tell through the lyrics and through singing the song. So that's kind of what a lot of my songs are like as well. They're all different, but they're all me about me and my story and my experiences. And I feel like that's the best way to put out music that's true and honest and that people can relate to. So I'm really excited for people to hear my new stuff. I can't wait.
That brought me to my last question. This is a real last question. Obviously, people that want to hear this music also want to see you perform. So who would you love to open up for? Because that opportunity, I'm sure, is right around the corner.
Yes. First off, I'm so excited that The Voice has kind of opened me up to more opportunities to getting closer to, like, opening for artists. Like, oh, that's so – I think, like, touring – would be probably my favorite thing in the world. I already love performing so much. So, like, going on tour would be, like, actually insane and amazing. I'm just going to be, like, dream talking right now. Like, I would love to open for Olivia Rodrigo or, I don't know if you know, Lizzie McAlpine. I love her so much.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's amazing. Amazing songwriter, too. Really inspires me in that way. I love Phoebe Bridgers. Oh, my God. I think I'd actually die. Sabrina Carpenter as well. I mean, yeah. And the list goes on and on and on, to be honest. I mean, we can even get up into the higher, amazing, amazing talented people like Harry Styles or cool people like that. I think that's a long ways away, but I think if I keep working hard, then maybe I'll get there, right?
Oh, I definitely think so. I mean, yeah, those are all great artists and such a great list. Sabrina Carpenter is killing it right now.
She is.
I just kind of like got into her music like a year ago and I'm like, what have I been doing? I thought this was like a Disney Channel girl.
Her recent album that just came out is so good. It's so good.
Nonsense. Yeah. And then the Christmas version of Nonsense.
Oh my God. It's so funny. It's so raunchy, like, but it's so good.
I know. I was like, wait, what? I didn't even know that got dropped. And I saw it on TikTok. I was dying. I'm like, now yes. I have to put this on my playlist. But I feel I so know. Weird listening to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's killing it too. So that's a really, really good list. A lot of girl power on there. I love it.
Oh, yes. Love the girl power.
And so excited to see what's next for you. I'm sure many good things on the horizon and super soon. Can't wait to hear the original music too. And thank you so much for chatting about The Voice and everything that is coming up next for you. I'm sure everyone is so excited for it. It's just amazing. So thanks so much for coming on. That's The Tea with Alessandra G.
Yes, thank you so, so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Thank you so much for tuning into another segment of Friday Features on That's The Tea with Alessandra G. As always, huge shout out and thank you to Rowan for joining us today, chatting about The Voice, what is coming up for her, and so much more. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. I love interviewing contestants from The Voice and hearing about what they have planned next because they are all so talented. And Rowan was no exception to that. She is just amazing. So very excited to see what's next for her. I'm super excited that the holiday season is here. Guys, I am going to every Christmas bar in the tri-state area. I promise you that. And I hope you guys are doing something similar. If it's legal, and if it's not, make your own Christmas drink with apple juice or whatever you enjoy. That's about it for today. Stay out of the damn cold if you can. Or if you like it, go frolic in it. And you guys know the drill. As always, stay safe out there, friends. And wash your damn hands.